What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? It is Mr. Parker, and y'all been asking, y'all been praying, y'all been wondering if I'm even married. I am here with my wife, Mrs. Chanel Fairhurst Parker. We are both together. We did one podcast together, and I actually got the most views, so I know that's what people want to hear, because you guys want to hear the male and female perspective, the husband and wife perspective. So guess what? We are both teamed up. And like I told y'all, I promised y'all, for season 3, we are going to be doing a lot together. Almost every episode is going to be us too, because people need to hear from both sides. So before we get going, I just want to say that today's episode will be 15, maybe under, but 15 minutes is the lock. So if we have to, we'll do a part 2. But today's topic is communication in a relationship, meaning communication in marriage. If you're aiming to become married, if you're engaged, it's all about communication, because that's the number one request you guys have sent me. So we're going to talk about it, but I'm going to let Chanel do a little reintroduction of herself, how many years we've been married, our kids, and all that type of stuff. Here you go, Hunter out.
Hello, everybody. This is Chanel. Sorry I haven't been on all the podcasts, but we are changing that up for this season. And prayfully, you know, everything goes well. We're actually recording on our way to, you know, handle some errands. But prayfully, the baby doesn't start screaming in the background. Yeah. If not, we might have to cut this.
We're gonna have to cut it all short if she does.
But as you guys know, my husband, my dear husband, Andre, we've been married going on in the next, what, week or so? 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
May 15th, this will be 12 years married.
12 years. What's that fake audience thing that goes, that they always press on the radio station?
Audience clap.
Yep. Yeah, 12 years.
And we have two beautiful sons, and now we are blessed with a beautiful daughter that's 1 month old. We're just extremely blessed. We want to spread the blessings that God's given us.
Yes.
And he's given us a lot of knowledge and wisdom through our pastor, our lovely pastor, Christy Parker.
Shout out.
Throughout the years, we give her much credit for working with us as well as others, and allowing God to use her, and allowing God to use us by us being still married, going strong. We want to be able to hit that. Who knows how many years can we be together before we, I mean, depending on when God calls us home, we prayfully will be with each other till then, and it will be a long, long time from now.
Well, I mean, that's the main thing. Like that's what this topic's about. That's what we're talking about this episode, is communication. Because for us to last long and for you to last long, communication is necessary. So that's why we're going to get right into it, because she just brought it up. You know, how long can you last? How long can you go? Everyone has the mindset of, I want to last all our lives, and then maybe 2-3 years from then, you're bored of each other or you're aggravated with each other because of communication. Communication is pivotal. I promise y'all, if there's no communication, you cannot work. You cannot hit the mute button on each other. You cannot hit the silence button on each other. So let's get into this question. And I'm going to start it off by saying, from my wife's perspective, before I give mine, what do you think for us personally was when we started communicating for the first time in our relationship? Because I think people think when you get together, you're immediately supposed to be able to communicate. And some people might. But realistically, when would you say we started actually listening to each other?
Well, it's been 12 years, and sometimes you have to look back, because right now we're doing very, very well. So it might seem like everything's good, and it's always been like that. But really, when I look back, the beginning was a struggle, as you guys know. I think from our previous...
We talked about it. For people that don't know, we do have an episode. Look it up. It actually is titled Me and My Wife. And you can actually get our backstory. We're not going to give a backstory now because we did that. But she's referencing that because it does exist.
So, yes, in the beginning, it was a real tough struggle, especially since our ages. We were very young. You know, being young adults ourselves, still becoming adults already in general. Male, female, becoming an adult, you know the change is very real, because you go from being basically a child still you know, mindset and everything. You think you're an adult just because you're a teenager. Mm-hmm. You think you're an adult and you can handle things that adults do, but when it really comes down to it, you're really not prepared for that. Unless you really, you know, allow God to guide you in that sense. Both of us weren't really completely with God the way we should have been at that stage and at that age. So coming into it, being young, both having our own mindsets and how we always did things and how we both grew up differently but similarly, both having struggles and traumas, trials and tribulations, that contributed to us not communicating well because I had my way of communication, he had his. So
you give examples of those, because I can say on my part, being the male, a lot of us males have the tendency of when we feel that things are overwhelming, we shut down. It's like a computer system. Like, we just automatically, no matter how hyper you can be or how good you can be, once anything's said or Chanel would want to talk to me or have a conversation with me, if I wasn't ready for that, I shut down. And the dangerous part for that with men is when we shut down, we don't notice that, once again, communication, we don't notice that we're creating more of a problem instead of embracing that. So when me and Chanel would have a conversation, it would always be, you know, she would be saying her point. Then if I felt that it got a little too hyper or a little too intense, it's like my mind literally tells me shut down. Mm-hmm. And what happens is that creates more of an argument. But then it didn't help because Chanel, and a lot of women do it, Chanel as the woman wants to get her point across. And she had valid points, but I also have valid points. But guess what? Neither one of us wants to listen to the other ones. It was just let me be me. Let me do me. Let me breathe. Let me do
this
me.
This is me. If you can't handle, you know, how I am, you know,
then
this is me.
Exactly.
So you don't really truly love me, or you don't, you know, why are we together? All those questions kind of come up, you know, should we be together? Is this going to work?
Yep.
I know all those things are probably going through his mind as well as mine. Okay, well, we decided to get married. We thought everything was going to be hunky-dory, but it wasn't. And then you get, you know, false expectations makes you feel almost like a failure at first, because you feel like, well, we did this, but now we have children. We, you know, we need to make this work. How are we going to do that?
And I'm going to.
like he said, he was a shutdown. I was the one. I can get very belligerent, loud, wanting to get my way across just because of how I grew up and having to have a tough outer exterior and just being, you know, the mother of my, you know, my family, my little crew, my growing up in the different situations I did with my family and my parents as well. I just had a tough, like, kind of mentality of, like, being strong. I thought that was my way of being strong, by being loud or trying to get my point across, having a backbone, like people would say, having a strong backbone where things can just brush off me, even though they technically really weren't. But from the outside, it looked like, okay, nothing really can affect her.
But she was bad about
that. Or she's very emotional.
She was bad about that. Is the male, we think that if we just do, like, a one quick raised voice and then shut down, that proves something. So we think by saying, you never listen to me, and then we do like a walk away or an ignore, we think that proves something, that did anything, when it really doesn't do anything. And then guess what? You're doing exactly what the scripture says not to do. You're going to bed angry.
You guys are both going to bed angry.
Because that's what I do.
I was literally going to say, that reminded me of when we would go to bed angry because you
back
try
to back.
We'd be arguing so hard, and then you get tired, like, I'm just done with this. But then always you have to come back into, you know, the room at night or whatever, and go to bed. Unless someone goes to the couch.
Cold. There's a dark,
and it's like a
dark vibe in there because
ugly
y'all did
darkness.
That. That's why I want to give you guys three steps, and my wife can elaborate on these because we're already near the 10-minute mark. One step that you have to learn for better communication is that it's both of you. Mm-hmm. Everyone thinks that it's one side. Now, there may be conversation where it is one-sided, but even then, still say it's both of us. I had to learn to get comfortable with saying
we're in it together.
We're in it together. It's a two-way, it's a combo type thing. Our money, which we're going to talk about in another podcast. Money, mm-hmm. everything is together. So what happens is, if you just keep blaming the other one, and you think you don't ever do nothing wrong, you can never. You have to say. Me and my wife learned to say to each other, "I shouldn't have done that. We know better than
you
that."
That's when it also comes down to, do you have God in it? Because God will convict you as an individual first. Then you come together and you're able to admit your faults. Now, if you can't admit your faults, it does keep lingering on. It will continue to linger on. I've seen it in many couples as well as ours, where it will just linger on days, weeks, who knows how long. It's just underneath. Oh, okay, we're okay now. You're technically not, because you just try to brush it under the rug. And those demons, those spirits, those evil, you know, that anger, that rage, that frustration is still underneath.
It's waiting
it's
there for
not
a snap
on the
moment.
Surface, but it's
waiting
underneath.
There for a snap moment. It's waiting. It's laying dormant. Because it's waiting for someone to say something that gets the other one triggered that causes a whole eruption. That's why it's like, no, you got to communicate. And how do you do that? So one, I just told you, both of you guys being in it together and not blame the other.
Marriage is both.
It's both.
Meaning we are together in this. Everything that happens to me, happens to you. We're all together.
If I get sick, you're sick
too. I'm not against you.
If I get sick, you're taking care of me. So that means we're both sick technically. That's what people don't understand. Like, it's all of that. And number two I have for you guys is, this should be number one, but I started with it that way because I need people to understand, you are in it together when you're in a marriage. Even if you're not in a in a relationship. Mm-hmm. But for number two, the most important thing, which is actually number one, is you need to have a relationship with God. I know a lot of people think
number one,
celebrities work. No. Let's bring this back. What celebrity have you seen be married that's another celebrity? I'm talking about two celebrities. What two celebrities have you seen get married and nothing comes up? No scandal, no argument. It doesn't matter if it's true or not. The whole point is, these things get brought up. Why? Because you have people in the inner circle that break your trust. People that, this is what happens. That's why I tell people, no, you have to understand that God has to be your source of fixing whatever's going on.
You don't, and then can I say number three?
Go ahead.
The fact that it's you and the husband, or you and the significant other, trying the one for those who are, you know, in relationships and are looking toward getting married, it's you too.
Yep.
Then obviously first it's God, because you can't have people outside the relationship. You don't go to others. That's number three. You don't go outside.
Don't go outside.
What
man.
Are you looking for in another broken person?
People. If you need to talk to people, be around like-minded people. Do not go outside trying to gather information.
They're just as broken.
What happens is, you, a lot of times we want yes men. We can't go to people that have no idea what's going on. You can't be a Christian, especially. Go to someone on the outside and say, this is what I'm going through, and expect the person from the outside to be like, yeah, this is what you should do. Why are you taking advice from that person? Take advice from people that have been doing this stuff for years. That's the way you want to go about it. Or just work on it yourselves.
And go to the source.
Go to the source and God himself. Because me and my wife, we went to the source. We didn't go outside and tell people, yeah, me and Chanel got an argument, or yeah, me and Andre got an argument because this happened. No. It was, listen, and Chanel got a twin sister. Mm-hmm. I have brothers, sisters. I didn't have to bring this stuff to them. We made mistakes a few times of telling people outside, but we learned and said, we'll never do it again. Because you don't need that. That's like telling God, I know you got the Bible, I know it's guidance for us, but I don't really want to go that route. I kind of want to tell someone so someone can agree with me. You already messed up.
They're just trying to get what people say, validation.
Exactly.
You don't need that, because God validates everything. And if he'll validate it to the point where he'll convict you and tell you you're wrong.
Exactly.
Sometimes you don't want to hear that, but you have to hear
we
that.
Never
How is
hear
it going
to
get better?
I don't think anyone wants to hear that wrong. Realistically, no one wants to hear that wrong. But if you listen to God, you will hear that you're wrong. So those are the three steps for the beginning. We're definitely going to do a part two to communication, because communication can go for a while. It's such communication can ruin an entire...
It can make or break you.
It can really make or break you. I've seen people that have gotten divorced or on the verge of divorce because they didn't like that something someone did. It wasn't even cheating or anything. They just didn't like the way someone handled something.
And they didn't.
And they didn't
see God.
They
couldn't get over it.
They didn't see God, so they couldn't get over it. And guess what? They're not together no more. And then they end up trying to get back together after ruin. It's a mess. But we are done. I'm sorry. I know you guys are going to be like, oh no, they ended off. But I want to stay under 15. So thank you guys for supporting. It is Mr. Parker and Mrs. Parker Relationship Podcast. Thank you guys. Love y'all. God bless.
Stay tuned.